The group turned and saw Will Turner. He was running toward them in wet clothes. Elizabeth ran to him.
Will, you're all right.
She put her arms around his neck. Jack looked worried.
How did you get here?
He asked Will.
With difficulty, Will said. But I want to thank you, Jack.
You tricked me onto that ship to pay Jones.
What?
Elizabeth said, looking at Jack. And then I met my father.
That's okay, Jack said nervously.
Everything you said to me, every word was untrue?
Elizabeth said. She looked angrily at Jack.
Yes.
Then the happy smile left Jack's face. Will was on his knees next to the chest. He held the key in one hand and his father's knife in the other.
What are you doing?
Jack asked.
I'm going to kill Jones, Will answered.
In a second, Jack was pressing his sword against Will's neck.
You can't do that, William, Jack said. Who will stop the Kraken if Jones is dead?
Now, give me the key, please.
Will quickly pushed away Jack's sword. He jumped up and took Elizabeth's sword.
I keep my promises, he said, facing Jack. I'm going to free my father.
But suddenly, Norrington pulled out his sword and turned to Will.
You can't keep the key, sorry.
Jack looked at Norrington and smiled.
You're going to help me?
He said happily. Norrington pointed his sword quickly toward Jack.
No, he said. Lord Beckett wants that chest. He'll make me a commodore again if I give it to him.
The three men began to fight.
Will, Jack said urgently. Norrington can't keep the chest. Believe me.
Will looked at him.
I don't believe anything that you say, he shouted.
Don't listen to him, Norrington said. Jack just wants Elizabeth for himself.
The three men jumped back and continued to fight.
Guard the chest,
Will told Elizabeth.
No, adult men talk about their problems. They don't fight,
Elizabeth shouted. But the men weren't listening. Rigetti stood in the trees and watched the fight.
What's happening?
Pintel asked. He stood next to Rigetti, and they both looked at the chest. Rigetti tried to explain.
Each man wants the chest. Mr. Norrington hopes to give it to Lord Beckett. Then Beckett will free him. Jack wants to sell the chest to Beckett and save himself. And Turner thinks it will help his cursed old father.
How sad, Pintel said. That chest is clearly very important.
He looked at Rigetti, and the two men walked quietly toward the chest. Elizabeth fell to the sand and closed her eyes.
Maybe they'll think I'm sick. Then they'll stop fighting, she thought.
She didn't move for a long time. When she opened her eyes, she saw Pintel and Rigetti. They were running away with the chest. She jumped to her feet.
Shall I tell Will or follow the chest? She asked herself.
The three men were still fighting. She decided to follow the chest.